This is Indian Noir. You are listening to His Night Begins, Season 1, Episode 15. Ranchasit's family was in the business of selling sex for the last 100 years. He had proudly inherited the business from his father at the age of 22. He ran the largest brothel in Daryaganj, the famous red district in Indraprastha city. His grandfather operated out of a double-storied haveli in the heart of the city, with murals and glass chandeliers and gold-plated decorations on the wall. His father felt that a place of business where sex was sold for an hourly rate did not warrant the furnishings of a 5-star hotel, so he moved to a converted warehouse in Daryaganj, which was, at the turn of the century, an industrial zone full of clothing mills. He added 2 more floors to the building over a decade. Business was flourishing thanks to the construction boom that brought migrants into the city with cash to spend and lonely nights to negotiate. When Ranchasit took over, he bought the adjacent blocks and expanded the customer base. Each building catered to a specific class of client, and he made sure that this was reflected in the comfort level. The ones reserved for wealthy businessmen, crime bosses and politicians had air conditioning and themed rooms with velvet furnishing. But his crowning achievement was when he took the commerce online to provide escort services. He was also happy to look after special requests, including underage girls. He ran an online forum where clients who paid an exorbitant amount for subscription could leave requests, and one of Ranjasit's client service managers would call them to organize further payment and delivery. He was all about customer satisfaction, but he also impressed upon them the hardship involved in procuring quality products, especially when he was catering to people with special demands. In his father's time, most of the girls came from poor families. With women getting more educated, Rancha had to rely on the wives and daughters of poor farmers or laborers for services, often through coercion. His usual strategy was to get the desperate into a debt and force them into slavery to pay off their dues. Sourcing meat for the special clients was tough business, but they spent a lot of money to indulge in their perversions, so Dancha never refused. The thing with special clients was they never returned the girls in good condition. Dancha did not have an issue with resorting to violence, but cleaning up the mess was better left to the professionals. That is why he outsourced the purchase and disposing of the girls. Sai Kali Bhakt, or Kali Saab as he was known, was the answer to his prayers. He was in the business of dispatching and eliminating, and they prospered together. 5 years later, Rancha was making him so much money that Kali Saab sent him a golden sword with the inscription, "Jewel in my crown." Rancha was moved, but he also paid a huge amount to utilize Kali Saab's services. And it was not like they gave him a discount for being a platinum member. Occasionally, Kali Saab would request his network to keep an eye out for underage girls who shined like diamonds, as he used to say. No one asked what he did with them or why they disappeared without a trace. Rumor had it that Kali Bhakt was into black magic, and the young virgins were not exactly headed to a happy place. When Rancha saw the girl named Gulab, he knew this was a present for his benefactor. "I might even get another golden sword," Rancha thought. Indian Noir is now a featured podcast on Storio. Storio is a social podcast player on iOS and Android, because podcasts are best enjoyed with friends. Visit storioh.com/download app and subscribe to Indian Noir.